Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. When we speak of Torah im Derech Eretz, we don't mean Torah and good manners. Rather, Derech Eretz in this context refers to secular knowledge. In this shiur, as part of his series on Rav Hirsch's 19 letters, Daniel Adler addresses the question, what is the halachic basis for Torah im Derech Eretz?
Several years ago, after I wrote the article on Cross Currents, Return to Basics, a Call to Revitalize Rav Hirsch's Torah im Derech Eretz, so somebody came over to me, told me he read the article, but he was unconvinced that Torah im Derech Eretz could ever really work, because, in his words, Rav Hirsch's system has no real philosophic, halachic basis, and do I know what such a basis is for his shita on life? Now, I was a little taken aback by this question, and I also wasn't so impressed with myself that I didn't have a good answer ready to answer his question, considering that this is something which is bound to come up again at some point. So what I would like to do is look at a few primary sources from Rav Hirsch, where he discusses his halachic understanding and his understanding in general of Torah im Derech Eretz, and where he holds that it comes from, and then maybe we'll see a couple of secondary sources that discuss this issue as well. So let us begin looking at Rav Hirsch's commentary to Bereishis 3:24. And in this pasuk, it says, "Vaygarish es ha'adam vayashkein mikadam legan eden es hakiruvim veis la'at hacherav hamis hapeches lishmores derech etz hachayim," that God banished man from the garden, and he put these kiruvim in front of the garden of Eden with these flaming swords in order to guard the way to the tree of life. Now, on page 121 in the new edition, so we'll break in here into Rav Hirsch's commentary, and he starts by quoting Tanan de Be'elio and Vayikra Rabba, and he writes, "This way that leads to the tree of life is called Derech Eretz, the way of culture and social wisdom, which educates man to morality and order in his social life. As Rabbi Shmuel Bar of Nachman says, Chaf Vav Doros, Kadma Derech Eretz Esa Torah, Hadichsiv Lishmor Es Derech Eitz HaChayim. Derech, Zo Derech Eretz, Va'achar kach itzachayim zo Torah. Derech Eretz preceded the Torah by 26 generations. This is implied by what is written, Lishmores derech itzachayim. First, scripture says derech, which means derech Eretz, and only then does it say itzachayim, which means the Torah. So even before seeing Rav Hirsch's commentary on this, we could see from the words of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Nachman that if Derech Eretz preceded the Torah by 26 generations, we really have something here to latch onto. But anyway, Rav Hirsch continues, "Culture begins the education of mankind, and the Torah completes it. The Torah is human education in its consummate form. The fig leaf and the apron, the first signs of culture, began the education of man, and culture that is subordinated to morality is the first stage of man's return to God. In the case of Israel, Derech Eretz and Torah are tied together. In the house of Israel, the perfect human being and the perfect Jew are identical concepts. In the development of mankind, however, culture precedes Torah. The sword and the Kiruvim, suffering, and the intuitive perception of a higher being will guide mankind to the path of culture, which leads to the tree of life. Hence, the Jew is pleased with all culture, provided that it leads to the recognition of truth and the cultivation of goodness. But where culture is put in the service of sensuality, the result is increased corruption. Such misuse of Derech Eretz, however, does not negate the intrinsic value of culture. For, as it says in Avos 3:17, Im ein Derech Eretz, ein Torah. Hence, the Jew should cherish all that is good and true in culture, and by his personal appearance and demeanor as a cultured individual, demonstrate that to be a Jew means to be a man raised to a higher plane. On the other hand, im ein Torah ein Derech Eretz, if a culture does not lead to Torah, but rather seeks to take its place, then that culture is not the way that leads to the tree of life, but is the way to degeneration." So we could sum up here, just based on the primary sources that were first quotes. One is a medrash based on Tanna de Eliyahu and Vayikra Rabba, which discusses how Derech Eretz preceded Torah by 26 generations. That first explains what we do with that, as well as the Mishnah Navos im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, and Rav Hirsch's explanation of that.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.